Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all been acting.
Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all
stress,
like the $1 million bucks,
kind
of things in his cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God in the blessing business. Yeah. That's all. I'm just a recipient. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the show you favor business. He showed me some favor. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is in the forgiving business. God done forgave me thousands and thousands of times. You know, and I say that as a big number like that because it's probably true. God is a forgiving God. That's how I exist today. And that's how you exist today. And one of the things I want to remind you about, even in existing today, You know, Joel Osteen has a book out called It's Your Time. I love this book. It's called It's Your Time. And that's kind of what I want to touch on today. And I want to remind you all that it's still your time. See, you know, they've got unsuccessful people have created a lot of sayings to justify our failures as people. Well, my ship has passed. That was created by a person who did not quite make their goal in the amount of time that they had set for. So to justify it, here comes this great, seemingly very clever saying, and a lot of us adapt. Well, my ship has passed. So we adopt that. Here's another one. Well, I guess it just wasn't meant to be. That sounds good, don't it? Because they mix it up with a little bit of faith base in it. I guess it wasn't. Well, here's another one. I guess if God wanted it for me, I'd have it. Are you serious, man? Are you serious? You're actually going to use that one to justify where you are in life, man? That's so not the case. I want to remind everybody today that it's still your time. That, you know, your ship hasn't sailed. You didn't miss all of your opportunities. There's others. It's still your time. You know, you still got a chance. You still have a shot. Here's a good one. You still have hope. You do. All of you. As long as God is who he is, there's always hope for you. You can never lose sight of that. You can never let the devil win that battle, that there is no hope for you, and cause you to do something that's unthinkable. I'm just going to cash in the chips. I'm going to take my life. I'm going to commit suicide. No. Wait a second. Are you for real? That's not God talking to you. That's something wrong, and it's not coming from him. It's still your time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. But listen to me. You got to move, and you got to move on it. So many people are not getting the full benefit of their life, and so many people are not getting all the blessings that God has for them, because you keep waiting on the perfect time. Man, how many times have I heard people come to me and say, hey, man, I'm just waiting on everything to line up right, man. I'm waiting on the perfect time to get. Hey, can I tell you something? If I were waiting on the perfect time, I wouldn't be hardly any of the things that I've become. And one of my greatest blessings was marrying Marjorie. I wouldn't even have married Marjorie if I was waiting on the perfect time, because I had gone through what I thought was enough misery to cover my entire lifetime. And so when I was first divorced, I just said, man, it's going to be 5-6 years before I do this again. I said it. 2 years later, I was married. But guess what, man? It wasn't the perfect time. I didn't have all my ducks lined up in a row. It was still some things I needed to clean up. I even told her, it's some things I want to clean up out of my life before. You know, I want to make sure I got all the stars aligned up. You know, I want to wait until all the ducks are in a row. I was waiting on the perfect time. If I had not stopped, and Marjorie and I had set out and said to each other, there'll be no perfect time. And then she said, I'll go through with you whatever you're going through. And that was it. I took a chance. The ducks were not lined up in a row. I had a lot of baggage in my life, man. I wanted to try to clear up. I wanted to do some things financially different. I wanted to just get rid of some residue I had in my life. She said, no, we'll do it together. because ain't no perfect time. And guess what? It wasn't. So if you're out there waiting on the perfect time to do something, it may not come. There is no such thing as waiting on the perfect time. I've said this 100 times, and here comes 101. The road to success is always under construction. You ain't finna go out there and there ain't no barrels on the road. You're not going out there and not running to detour signs. You're not going out there without seeing the men working sign, the get off. You're not going out there to see it. So guess what? Stop waiting on the stars. Man, this is the perfect time to do it now. If you're waiting on the perfect time, that could be one of your biggest problems. You're still waiting. You have got to move, and you've got to move on it, and you've got to make a decision to go now. God will get you through everything necessary for you to get through. But you can't quit, though. See, here's a part. You can't quit. Just because the road you're on is under construction, you can't get off at the exit because you're tired of all the bumper-to-bumper traffic. It's that way. Get you some God, like I said, get you some God, and go on and go see what your life can be like. So stop waiting on the perfect time. Stop waiting on the stars to align themselves. You got to move, and you got to move on it. Get you some God, apply some faith, and get started. And remember, when you get out there coming towards your goal, the road to success is always under construction. If it was easy, everybody would be it. Stop expecting it to be easy. Come on out here. Get up in this thing. It's funky out here. Yeah, I got all that. It's hard out here. Yeah, I got all that. But what you want to do, man? Huh? What you want to do? You want to push your chips up to the window? It ain't time for that. You still got time. You still got a chance. There's always hope. There's always God. That's my conversation today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've decided today to open this show with a song. Now, the only problem with making that decision right now is I haven't decided what that song is. So I'm thinking of something right now. And nothing is coming to me. So now that idea I had about opening with a song is starting to dwindle. Because I just can't think of nothing that I... Hold it on!
You thought of something.
So okay. Very hard to do. Love's gone. Mm-hmm. And that's no lie. Hold it on! Yeah, that came to me just now. But I didn't really want to sing that one. Because that was the one that just came. Yeah! And then I don't really feel that one either, though.
Just so sing the beginning of songs, the intros.
Yeah, just intro. And so that's all it was. One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lie. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. Yes, I will. Boy. Boy, I know some hits. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, the Mouth of the South, and Junior, better known as Kill Space. Nephew Tommy's off today. You know, just too much. It's just too much.
Birthday yesterday. That's all today.
Birthday, you know, it's bittersweet time for him. God done blessed him. He's still here. my nephew, cancer-free. Look at God. Come on now.
Woo.
Hang in there, boy.
Yeah.
Hang in there, boy. You know, that was really hard for me. I was looking out. I was calling Jackie and everything. I was just trying to be concerned. And I don't really like to show that side of me to him. You know, and I was having to, you know, be, and I was really, really concerned because, you know, cancer real, man.
Yeah. So
I really had to pray for him. You know, I really did, you know.
It wasn't like, did prayer healing.
Yeah, because, you know, it ain't like regular, you know, when people say, you know, I pray for you, and then you really don't. You know, it wasn't like that. I had to really.
Wait, you say that to people?
You don't mean it?
But you really be doing.
You say that
to people
really
you really that. Don't pray
you,
for?
Did you hear what you said?
Did you hear yourself?
You
trying to tell me.
Okay.
That you done said, everybody you say, I'm praying for you. You really pray for me?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know why? How I do it? I do it right then. I do it right then. When I say I'm a prayer, I do it right then.
I do it. That when I say it, that is the prayer.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. When I say it, that's your prayer right then.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
but you need to tell me. You tell people you going to pray for them and you don't. We back on you.
Well, but see, well, let me ask you something. You think everybody, you know, everybody, you know, I ain't got time for everybody.
Yes, you do, Unc. You have time.
Wait, who you talking to?
Unc, you got time.
You,
Unc. You got time, Unc.
You could take a moment to pray.
Wait a minute, hold
in the morning. Like
I
in the
pray
next morning.
Every day. I pray all day.
Okay.
The question
I got
is,
a lot of stuff I be going to God with. A whole lot of stuff.
Oh, for
but
yourself.
But we that's just
ain't no, for me and mine. You ain't none of mine.
All right.
I'm sitting up in there, man, praying for you to quit drinking, and you started drinking. What am I praying for you for?
Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, Junior's in for the birthday boy, the nephew, and run that prank back right after this. Pray for us, Steve. Pray for us.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to run that prank back. Now, Junior is in for the nephew who couldn't make it today. He celebrated his birthday yesterday, so Junior's in. What you got, Junior?
Yeah, well, you know, he did leave us a prank, though. It's too much for him, but we got it. My auntie's bike. My auntie's bike. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Vaughn.
Yes, Vaughn?
Hey, man, this K-Dub, man. Listen, do you know somebody that live on...
Yeah, my mama stay on. Who is this?
Hey, this K Dub, man. My auntie, Miss Tinsley, she live on. Now my auntie say you came over here and stole a bicycle and some other stuff out of her garage.
Okay, hold up. First of all, who is you, man? I stole a bike out of somebody's garage. Who is this? Who is K? I don't know no K Dub.
This is K Dub, man. My auntie, Miss Tinsley, live down the street from your mama. And my auntie just got you telling me you the one came over here and took a bike and a toolbox or something out of that garage.
Man, first of all, I don't even know no damn Miss Tinsley. And second of all, I don't steal. Your auntie Miss Tinsley say I stole something out of her garage. Put her on the phone, man. Put your auntie on the phone. I ain't stole nothing from nowhere. I ain't got to steal.
She can't talk. My auntie can't talk to you.
Why she can't talk? She say I stole something.
No, my auntie deaf. She sign language me and told me that you the one stole the bike.
Your auntie deaf and she told you, she sign language you and said, I stole the bike.
Hold on, wait just a minute.
How you get my number?
Hold on, wait a minute, man. She sign language with me now. Hold on. Okay, she say quit all that damn lying. You know damn well you the one that stole the bike.
Hey man, hold up. So your auntie is cussing me out through you in sign language. That's you telling me that I done stole the damn bike. Say, man, first of all, how the hell you even get my number, man?
I got your number from some people that live down the street that say that I asked them for Miss, ain't your mama Miss?
Yeah, Miss, my mama.
Okay, well, look, man, the people down the street evidently knew your number. I told them I needed to talk to you. Soon as my auntie told me that you was the one that stole the bike out the garage. Now, look, I ain't trying to have no problem. I just need you to bring the bike.
All that. Can you sign language back to your auntie?
Yeah, I can sign language back to her.
Tell her that I said I ain't stole no bike. How about that? Tell your auntie I ain't stole no damn bike.
Right now, man. Hold on.
I'm a grown man.
I'm trying to tell her right now. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. She's saying something. She said your black is lying, and you know damn well you got that bike.
Man, look here, man. You your damn auntie that street. I don't with nobody on this street except for my mama. I'm a grown man. What the I gotta steal a bike for? No deaf. She must be dumb too. She deaf and dumb. She think I stole something. Y'all don't, I don't even know y'all. Who the are you?
My auntie ain't deaf and dumb, dude. Okay, my auntie don't never lie. And if Miss Tinsley say that somebody took something, that dog, she telling the truth. My auntie don't be lying, and just to be lying, why she just gonna lie on you? Why she gonna pick you out?
Man, you know what? I don't know what the going on, but I ain't got no reason to steal no bike. Now I got a car that ain't paid for. I'm a grown man. I'm trying to get custody of my son. So I'm gonna come in somebody's garage and steal a bike. Is you crazy? You crazy as she is, man. Get out my line with that.
Hold on. My auntie talk.
I don't know what she's saying.
Wait a minute, man. I'm trying to see what she's saying. She say that black know damn well he took that bike. And he better bring that damn bike back.
Okay. Look at man, I don't know why the you still on my line, man. I ain't took no bike. The dumb ain't his line. Do he is she even signing
hey,
with
hey,
right?
Hey dog, let me tell you something. You gonna respect my ain't. You hear me?
Hey man, you gonna respect me. You call my phone with that. I'm here trying to get my together. You call me some. Hey, who are you? Who the are you? I don't know this is. I don't know
I'm K Dub, man. I'm K Dub. Everybody know K Dub.
I ain't never heard of no K Dub on in my life. My mama been staying on for 15 years. I ain't never heard of no K Dub. I ain't heard of no Miss Tinsley. I ain't heard about no deaf lady. I ain't seen no bike. Get the off my line, man.
Hey, man, see, you gonna make me go down and steal something out of Miss house if you don't bring that damn bike back.
Oh, you got me. Bring somebody to my mama house if you want to. I'm on my way over there. Bring somebody to my mama house. My family is gonna be over for you. The deaf dumb ain't you got. Whoever the down there gave you my number. Everybody, you got me. We'll blow this up. I'll that street up. You go by my mama house. You better not step in my mama grass. You come by my mama plant. I'm gonna you up. You got me up. You gonna turn me to the dark side. I'm on my way right now. I don't know. We still on the phone.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What you say? Ain't nobody scared of your.
Ow. That's crazy. Say, tell your deaf auntie to bring her outside. And I bet you she hear them licks I'm going to be putting on your. Yo, I'll beat your. She going to be undeaf today. I bet she get cured when she see me whooping your.
Hey, man. Hey, look. I ain't coming by myself, homie. Tommy going to be there with me. Tommy going to help me whoop your ass.
Who the f*** is Tommy? Tommy who?
Tommy, man, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your mama, Miss Vera.
That's that right there, man. My mama know I don't like nobody with him, man. God.
Your mama say, my son love me to death. He don't let nothing, he take care of me. He don't let nothing go wrong with me.
Already.
He don't let nobody mess with me. He said, all you got to do is act like you going to do something to his mama.
Oh, man. Well, I hope she heard that. I hope she hear me cousin like I did, man. God, I'm in the mirror sweating. I'm mad for real. Y'all did this one, man. I swear to God, I wasn't myself. Don't judge me, man. Tell my mama she wrong for that too, dude. What's up, nephew?
What up, baby? You off the chain, boy. You off the chain. You just like me,
man,
boy. You love your mama. I ain't mad at you. Hey, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, without a doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. We'll be for you, Tommy, man. Without a doubt. I was gonna drop off that little $200. But she wanna play games though. You know what I'm saying? Joke might be on her now, mom.
Okay. There it is, my auntie's bike.
Oh, so you're not from Houston, it's not Ainie anymore. You changed.
Okay, my Ainie bike. My Ainie.
That's what they
my
Ainie
bike.
I was perfectly real comfortable Hollywood with auntie.
Even Kirk right, Franklin say Ainie.
Coming up next, it is the Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, the Earn Your Leisure podcast team of Rashad Bilal and Troy Millings will be here. They're going to tell us all about InvestFest 2023 that will take place in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a guaranteed sellout again this year, so we'll tell you how to get tickets. That's at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. Betty in Tulsa writes, my husband prided himself on never lying to me, but he doesn't tell me the full truth. I have his cell phone code, but I found out that he has another phone. Why would he need two phones if he's not a cheater? What's worse, lying or not telling me things? What's worse?
Look. You come to the wrong person for this.
Yes, you have.
Look. Listen to me. I don't know why your husband got two phones. Does that mean he cheating? No, yes. Not necessarily. He could have a good ass reason. I used to have four phones. Ooh, I had four phones. This was before, you know, there was no texting back then. You could BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it wasn't. But I had pager. You know, I had four phones.
Were you cheating, though?
With four phones, yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, with four phones, yeah. What you think, four? Yeah.
So the logic that she has about her theory is spot on?
Yeah. No. He only had two phones.
So he probably, that's Steve's logic.
Hard to explain, folks.
Thank you, Shu.
Yeah.
Okay. Really hard to explain, folks.
Four phones, yes. Two phones, no.
Especially when one of them phones come from like 7-Eleven.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I had track phone. Yeah, I had track phone.
You had everything.
Pay card phone.
And then you were definitely cheating.
Family and business. I had personal phone. This man just got two phones. That doesn't mean he cheated. But he prided himself on always being honest. And he is. Now, honesty does not mean you tell everything.
Right. Because
be married and stay married, you can't tell everything.
Now, we agree on that.
If you think you can, go ahead and try it. Let me know how that work out. Go on in there and start telling everything. Husband and wife, man and woman, go in there and tell everything and watch what happens.
Complete honesty? Not a fan, huh, Steve?
Something new every day.
Not a fan.
June.
Total honesty.
Boy, you something else, boy.
June, don't you take your ass in there telling everything.
Yeah, like I got to talk about that.
Hey, man, you know that sound they have where the needle go across the record? You're going to be talking, and you're going to make a statement that's being very honest, and you're going to hear that song right. You're going to hear that sound right there. Scratch.
I'll tell you about it.
Or you're going to hear, the brakes come up. Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Huh?
And you say, well, I'm just being honest. Yeah, but what did you say, though? Go ahead, Shirley. Yeah.
Moving on to Quandra in Teaneck. Quandra writes, my husband's ex-wife recently threw it up in my face and my husband called and apologized to her for being a bad husband. I was surprised, but I'm all for her getting the closure she needed. Why would he call her but then not mention it to me?
Well, first of all, he wasn't married to you then. All he was doing was clearing his conscience. Hey, I want to apologize to you. You know, he knew he was wrong. I want to apologize to you for being a bad husband. Now, she going to throw it up in your face.
Yeah.
Probably could because there's a kid involved or something. But that's just her to say, well, he called me. That's just some get back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let her mess you up. Your husband apologizing ain't saying he want her back. I ain't tell my wife when I call her.
Excuse me? Get louder.
I ain't tell my wife when I call my ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
See, I got a couple exes, so I made a lot of phone calls.
But
what they be about though?
They be short and quick. You know, well, I got kids.
Yeah.
So
I got kids. Hello, so you know you're gonna have to have some discussion. But you know, like now, I ain't got to discuss nothing with neither one of them no more. Cause my damn kids grown. I talk directly to my kids. But all them child support payment years. Oh, we had talked.
Yeah, but that works if the ex-wife doesn't throw it up in your current wife's face. That's the problem she's
had. Okay, nobody throw nothing up in my current wife's face. I ain't worried about that.
But what this lady's having a problem with.
Yeah, that she threw it up in her face. And why?
Yeah, but she threw it up in her face. But what do it mean? She threw what up in your face? Husband called her and apologized?
And apologized for being
a bad
husband.
That was. And all she trying to do is start some mess in your head, in your life, by saying, he called me.
Right,
but so what? He called and apologized and he didn't tell you.
Yeah.
So that ain't nothing.
But the woman is creating the mess that she wanted to create, because now you on the Steve Harvey Morning Show with a letter.
But if it's nothing, why wouldn't he just mention, oh, by the way, I called her?
You know what, Shirley? Didn't Uncle Steve say?
Because of this right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
he
of
you
this
don't
right
everything.
Here.
He just said you don't mention everything.
Because of this right here. This because your reaction, Shirley, is why he didn't tell his wife.
I wouldn't have this reaction if ex-wife wouldn't have thrown it up in my face, though. That's you could have stopped that by just saying,
no,
oh, by the
I
way.
I'm not. Well, so we'll deal with it when it's time. But I bet I don't. I'm not
that.
Starting the fire at my house.
Yeah, but didn't you just say, didn't you just say, I'm talking about 2 minutes ago. Didn't you just say, you don't tell everything? You just said that.
Go ahead, Tom.
But she's mad at the secrecy part of it. If he would have came to her and said, yo, I'm going to call my ex, we got these kids or whatever, I'm going to apologize to her.
What you going
to
call her for?
If there's something you need to do, if you feel
especially
if it's kids involved.
No,
if your husband said,
y'all would have said, they would have started a whole nother mess. What you calling her for? You ain't got to apologize for her. You got the divorce.
Look at the mess created.
That would have happened.
Look at the mess created.
Because I would have said, you ain't got to call her.
See, right there. That's why he didn't go in there. Listen to me. What has women taught me over the years?
I know I would have said
that. It is better to ask for forgiveness than to ask
for permission.
Okay. Right.
Now, then when we do it, don't worry about it. The reason I didn't bring it up to you is because I know your ass is crazy. And I'd have been in a hole. And then I'm going to call anyway. Now.
Yeah.
See that?
And why don't you rest your case?
See, that's why we got to lie. That is exactly
this is why lying is important.
If it would be true,
this is why lying is important.
This would even happen.
That's
why lying is important.
It would have happened way sooner.
You just don't want to hear it. That's all. That's the truth. All right.
We don't want to hear your reaction. That is the truth. Quickly, Shirley.
Peaches in Columbia says, my boyfriend came home with a small bit of glitter between his chin and bottom lip. He said it came from a card got from a coworker for his birthday. Is he lying or what?
No.
Well, dog, let me tell you this about this glitter. That glitter be all in your ear, mustache. Lord have mercy. Hair under your fingernails, draws, chest hair.
Really?
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, our special guests from the Earn Your Leisure podcast are here, Troy Millings and Rashad Bilal, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Everybody, we got some special guests this morning. They host the very, very popular podcast. It's called Earn Your Leisure. And together, these two guys examine the latest trends in finance in a way, though, that makes it really, really interesting. Now, from the podcast that they've created, this a platform called InvestFest. And they're gearing up again for this year's InvestFest in Atlanta. I was there last year in Atlanta. It was a huge success. Oh, my goodness. I know you heard about it. If you missed it, do not be the one to miss it this year, because the information that is gathered at this building with the speakers that they have is absolutely incredible. And from what I understand, because I'm involved with them, this is going to be the biggest one ever. Let's find out more. Please welcome to the show the owners, the proprietors, the CEOs, the dudes, them dat-dams that started it all, Troy Millings and Rashad Bilal.
Good morning.
So, fellas,
I love that intro.
That's what I do, man. Don't nobody do that, baby.
We got to add that the Milk Golf Classic champions are also here as well. We got to add that to the intro.
You know something, man? If y'all don't stop this right here, man, let me tell y'all what happened. Golf champions are here. These two dudes right here. I don't know how it happened, but they don't play golf.
I remember you saying that.
But they won the Milk Golf Tournament. When I tell you, when I was reading the winners, I didn't recognize their name. Because, you know, I'm in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
So I say, ladies and gentlemen, the first place goes to Troy Millings and Rashad Bilal. So, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, we're in the Middle East. Bilal, Arab name.
Oh, no, you didn't go there.
Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, a couple Muslim cats going to stand up. Uh-huh. When they stood up and started walking to the stage, I just turned around and faced the curtain. It was the worst moment of my life because I saw them play.
Did they cheat? How did they win?
They didn't cheat.
They won fair and square. Okay.
Not
fair and square.
See, they won because a mistake got made. They turned in their scorecard, the actual scorecard. The only problem was they quit after 9 holes.
Oh, no.
He said allegedly.
Allegedly. I love it. That's my word.
Well, let's just say allegedly they was in the clubhouse before anybody. And they had the lowest score because, well, hell, they ain't played with 9 holes.
Well, congratulations to the guys, Steve. Yes. I mean, seriously. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about InvestFest.
Yeah, that ain't happening next year. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about this. So InvestFest, for everybody, it's just a one-of-a-kind event, you know. And it combines investing, entrepreneurship, entertainment, and pop culture. They put it all together in a festival setting. And this year's InvestFest, it's going to be August 25th through August 27th at the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. Now, what inspired you guys to create this InvestFest in the first place?
Well, just looking at the, you know, festival landscape, there's obviously a lot of musical festivals, right? So musical festivals have really become popular over the last 5 years or so, like they've skyrocketed. So we were thinking, like, what if we could take the best elements from music and culture festivals, but actually add an education component to it, but make it fun? That's kind of how we built our platform. So that's how the idea of Invest, because before that, you know, there's business conferences and there's seminars, but it's like you go to a hotel and you just, you know, sit there for all day and you fall asleep midway through. It's like going to school. But our thing has always been to make edutainment, right? A mix of education and entertainment. So we said, okay, what if we get small business vendors? We'll have a small business vendor marketplace. What if we can get a musical performer or two? What if we can get food trucks? What if we can make it fun? But then we can have panels on real estate, crypto. Then we can have keynote speakers like yourself last year and Tyler Perry. So this was the idea behind InvestFest. And when we did it the first year, it was 4,500 people. Then when we met you and partnered with you and, you know, kind of tweaked a few things, last year we had almost 14,000 people. And this year we're looking to scale to 20,000 people. So it's just an amazing sight to see 20,000, 14,000, almost 99%
black people in Atlanta, Georgia, not there for a music concert, not there for a basketball tournament, but there to learn and so enthusiastic. I mean, you were there. You walked the vendor marketplace yourself. Yeah. So that energy is something that I've never seen before, and it's just really, really encouraging.
I'm telling y'all, listen to me.
Nice.
For those of you that missed it last year, for those of you that went last year, they will come back. So those 14,000 tickets are gone. Do not get excluded, because I'm telling you, I've never seen anything that affects people this way. If you can go somewhere and get entertained, but at the same time, and what's more important than the entertainment, learn yourself some investing tools, some money tools, equip yourself with knowledge about money. At whatever level you are, I don't care if it's your paycheck, you're trying to start a business, you're looking to try to save some of your investments, whatever it is, they cover it all. And they bring you people who you recognize and will love to hear from. When we come back, we're going to talk more about them. We're going to find out who's going to be there this year on August 25th through the 27th at the Georgia World Congress Center. You better get your tickets right now. Go to investfest.com, I think.
That's it.
I hope that's it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back with the owners of InvestFest. These two gentlemen I met over a year ago and had an incredible conversation with them. I did an interview with them for their podcast, and it was one of the most best interviews I've ever been on. It introduced me to a whole new sector of young people, but it also allowed me to share with a lot of young people a lot of the things that I picked up along the way, and that's what InvestFest is. It's this August 25th through the 27th. You've got to get your tickets, y'all, because this one will sell out. It did last year. We've expanded it. We're going to go bigger. Get your tickets. Go to investfest.com. Now, brothers, we got Troy and Rashad here. Who are the keynote speakers for InvestFest this year?
This year, we got none other than Sean Combs, Diddy. And I think Diddy's interesting, right? Because it's like, I know all my life Diddy's been, you know, at the top of the game and multimillionaire. Now he's a billionaire. But I never really heard him speak really detailed about Business Empire, Bad Boy, Ciroc, Deleon, like Sean John, the mistakes that he's made, like different things of that nature. So he's somebody who I think is a very interesting person to hear from firsthand experience from a business standpoint, because he was, you know, a millionaire at 18 years old, and now it's at 55 years old and still going. So, well, of course, we got Diddy, we got Robert Smith, your good friend, the richest black person in American history. I think he's worth over $8 billion. And he's somebody who, unfortunately, a lot of people in our community might not be too familiar with, because not in entertainment, but private equity. And I feel like he's definitely somebody that everybody should be aware of and want to hear from. And then, of course, we got yourself. We got Rich Paul, who is superstar agent in the game. He represents LeBron James. He represents Jalen Hurts. He represents so many top players in the game. Clutch Sports is probably top sports agency in the game right now. We got Ray Lewis. We can't forget the ladies. So we have Tabitha Brown. Tabitha Brown, I don't know if people are familiar with her. She's online. And we got Benjamin Crump, you know, one of the top civil rights attorneys that he's going to be talking about reparations. So we have a long, and then we can entertain this. You know, it's in Atlanta. We got Jeezy performing. We got, you know, Ja Rule performing. So I feel like we put together a very strong lineup, every different angle, people from sports, people from music, people from real estate, people from stocks. We have 3 billionaires so far.
Please do not get left out. Come and invest in yourself. The greatest investment you can make is in you. Go to investfest.com for ticket information and itinerary. Troy, Rashad, thank you, man. Appreciate y'all coming. InvestFest, August 25th through the 7th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Just go down there and get your damn ticket.
Thank you guys so much. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up, and Roscoe is in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, we got to say it's Friday. Welcome back, Roscoe, Carla.
I'm right here. When it's time for me, it's time.
Yeah,
we don't need to waste time when it's my time.
That's right.
You ain't got to look for me because I'm already gone.
Hey, Roscoe.
Yeah, ain't got to get ready when you stay ready. If you stay steady, then you're already ready. You know what I'm
saying? All right, Roscoe.
I wrote that right there. I wrote that long time ago. What going on, Carly? What you got for me? Huh?
I feel a little OJ's today, but before you start singing OJ's, I want you to do a party song by the OJ's.
You went high for us, Roscoe.
Some people got to have it. Some people really need it. Listen to me now. Do things. That thing with.
All right.
Well.
Wow.
That's Eddie LaVert right there.
Killing it.
Oh, okay. That was my favorite song of all time. Party song. People all over the world. Join hands. Start a love train. Love train. Come on. People all over the world. Everybody, start a love train. The next stop that we make will be England. Tell the king in that ugly ass queen.
You better rewrite it.
Please don't get this girl at the palace. Cause if you see her, you ain't gonna believe she is the queen. Hey! People all over the world.
Killing it, Roscoe.
People all over the world. After they saw that coronation, they were sitting up there. You know what? When they put the crown on King Charles and his wife,
Camilla,
that was a moment. I ain't know which one was Charles.
You dead wrong for that, Roscoe.
Come on, Roscoe.
Really, Roscoe?
You didn't know which one. I can't believe that who he cheated on down there for. Good Lord Almighty.
So this is what I want to do. I want to recreate something.
Okay.
A battle.
Battle.
I want Junior to sing Fiendin' Jodeci to go against you, Roscoe. You can pick whatever song you want.
I don't even know what Fiendin' is, but come on, boy.
Jodeci. Come on. Go, what? Junior. Start it off.
Take my money. My house and my car.
You got a little competition.
For a hit of you, you can have it all. Hey. Come on. Cause making love every time we do, girl, is worse than drugs. Cause I'm an addict for you. Got me saying I can't leave you alone. Got me fiending.
He gotta get to the hook.
Drive me crazy. I'll
buy your clothes.
What? Baby face?
I'll pay your rent.
What? Face?
I'll cook your dinner tonight, baby. Soon as I get home from work.
Yeah.
Now, what you done said in your song that topped that?
I'm gonna buy all your clothes.
I'm gonna pay your rent. And I'm cooking for you.
Yeah, okay. I ain't mad.
Hell, I date baby free. All you is thirsty. That song Fiend.
Fiend.
Who the hell wrote that?
He's a fiend.
We gotta go.
That damn shame, boy. You don't hell about me.
All right. Thank you, Roscoe. Thank you, Junior. That was a good battle. All right. Coming up next, Junior is in for the nephew and today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, Junior, take my money, my house, and my car.
Come on.
See?
What?
See? This is it?
Yes, right there. We'll find out what that's all about. Right now, it is time for the prank phone call. Nephew's out today, day after his birthday, and Junior's in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
He left us the prank. Here it is. Child support help. Child support help.
Hello? Hello, my sweet. To Darius? This is me. Who is this? Hey, Darius, my name is Lewis, man. Lewis, I work at Tech up there with you. We met when you your first week at the job we met, man. My name is Lewis. I work on the third floor. You'll know me when you see me.
You say Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis.
No, I don't remember no Lewis, man. You know, I met a lot of people that first day, the first week. You know, I'm just really getting acclimatized to the whole situation, but I kind of remember.
It's all good. It's all good. Don't even worry about it, man. Let me ask you this here, though. How long you been with us now, man?
Man, about a strong month, man. I'm really enjoying it, man. Just really getting the swing and getting the hang of everything. So, man, I'm just really enjoying it. It's a great company, man. I'm just happy to be a part of something bigger than myself. You know what I mean?
Man. Well, you know what, man? We got to get you out, man, because, you know, all the brothers, man, we get together and hang out on certain nights. You know, once a month, we might get out on the Thursday, man. So you got to come hang out with us, man. We got to get you out.
Yeah, man, okay. Yeah.
I'd rather,
man. I'm just trying to make new friends, you know.
For sure, man. I call you, Darius, because I'm in a little bit of a jam, though, man. And I was trying to get somebody to help me out, man. And by you being just came into the company, man, you know, it might be something you can actually help me out with, man. I just, you know, I hate to come in and lean on the friendship before we even get started and hang out yet. But I just need a little bit of help, man. I'm just hoping maybe you'd be open to maybe helping me out or something.
I'm always willing to help a brother out, bro. It's just depending on what you talk about. You know what I'm saying, but
okay, check this out, man. I ain't really want to tell nobody at the job. You know, I ain't really trying to let nobody know my business or whatever. But here's the deal, man. Dude, I done got myself in a serious jam, man. I got a baby on the way, man.
That's a great thing, man.
Listen, man. Listen. Just hear me out, though, Derek. I got a baby on the way, but this ain't from my wife, man. You see? So I'm in a dog, and the baby due like in the next, 6 weeks. The baby probably gonna be here. But check this out. Here's what I was trying to get. See if you could do for me, man. Is it any way? Because I know you just now. You probably ain't even got your second check yet. You know what I'm saying? But is there any way, man, that you might maybe like claim this baby for me on your where they take the child support out of your check? If they take the child support out of your check, listen to me though. They take the child support out of your check, but I'm gonna give it back to you. I just don't want my wife to find out. You see what I'm saying?
Man, what? Wait. Hold on, man. You mean you asking me about money out my check?
I don't. But I'm gonna give it back to you every 2 weeks when you get your check.
You gotta be out your damn mind, man. I don't even motherfucking know you, man. What the fuck? Man, I got a wife and kids of my own. You got your man?
Listen to me, man.
Who you got a human resource to go take some money out of my motherfucking check?
I got a friend in human resources.
You got your damn mind, man. Some money out of my check for some shit you did. Man, I got my own kids to take care of. This money coming out of my own damn check. For my own kids. You tell me what's wrong with you, man. How you get my damn number anyway, man?
No, I got your number from one of the guys at the job, man.
One of the guys, man. I don't know. Man, what guys, man? You on the phone talking this shit, man. Talking about we got to hang out. Man, I ain't never some bullshit. You can hit me with this bullshit you're talking about now, man. Hey, I bet you might not have a red motherfucking stick that'll come out of my damn check, man. Are we going to have some problems? What's your name again? Who are you?
My name Lewis.
Lewis who? Lewis who?
My name Lewis.
Lewis. I don't know no Lewis. Lewis, man. Ain't no Lewis is where I work at, man.
Who no, man? We met the first couple of days you got there, man.
Hey, man, I'm a Lewis, man. Who is okay, this so about the no, playing no, around? Somebody taking what? Money out my check, man.
And no, all I'm saying, dog, I'm going to give you the money back. No, all I'm just saying is...
All I'm saying is, dog, I better not touch my money. I'm telling you that right now. Or we're going to have a problem. Hey, Lewis, how you spell it?
Lewis, man, L-O-U-I-S, dog.
Hey, let me tell you something. I bet not see no Lewis in the morning. I bet you that. I bet not see no Lewis in the morning. And who okay, else got a human resource plan play with my money? Y'all crazy, man. Trying to have my wife kill me?
I'm just trying to get you to look out for me, man. I don't want my wife to find this stuff out, dog. That's all I'm trying
man,
to get you to look out
for. Who's going to look out for me, man? Who's going to look out for me and my kids, man, taking money out of my check?
Dog, just, can you at least maybe take 24 hours just think about it?
Man, it ain't nothing to think about, man, when it comes to my money, man. Touch your damn man. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I tell you what, Lewis, you going to be there tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm not tomorrow, but I mean, what?
Okay. You about to have these white folks see me perform. You going to have them see some shit. I guarantee you these white folks, I'm going to be on the damn news. Watch out playing with my damn money. So, hey, you going to have me show my and I ain't been on the job that long, but I tell you what, I'm going to lose that motherfucker if somebody play with my money. I guarantee you that. I guarantee
okay,
you.
But, hey, let me ask you this, man. Do you think Dwayne would have done this for me? Do you think your cousin Dwayne? Do you think he would have? You
Wait.
Think he would have cut for me?
What my cousin? What the f*** my cousin got to do with this, dog? What?
Man, let me tell you what your cousin. Let me tell you what Dwayne got to do with this. Dwayne
what?
Is the one that put me up to call you. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Dwayne.
Man. Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your cousin Dwayne got me to prank phone call you, brother.
Tommy, man. Hey, man. It's too damn early, man. Every time my money gets paid, man. You know, I ain't got my second check yet, man. You know, I ain't trying to get money out of the Yeah, Tommy. Boy, you keep playing around. Somebody gonna whoop your man. You know you too old for this, man.
Before we go, tell me this. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, there it is. Child support help.
How come
the nephew just come to work on his birthday? I don't understand. He's so backwards. He come to work on his birthday, but then the day after, he just don't even show up. Don't come.
Well, it was too much, Junior.
Is that what it is?
He said yesterday he wasn't going to come. He was going to kick it. He said that.
He did?
Well, you know, he plus,
told me
you know,
off air.
He know how much he can bear. You know, Tommy Lil, man, you can't put all that on Lil person.
You mean you can't put the day of your birthday on a little person? You can't.
Yeah, little, you seen the shoulder? A little bitty little shoulder.
Shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
Shoulders is
you ever look at him real close? He ain't wide now. Oh, Lord. No, he ain't wide.
I get it.
And ever since he tore that little rotator cuff in his chest, that little skinny ass little arm be doing them little exercise. Be having that little 3-pound dumbbell. I be going, boy, there ain't no way to get well.
All right, look. Coming up next, strawberry letter subject.
You can get an El Grande at Starbucks way more than that.
Take my money, my house, and my car is the subject. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view.
That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours, okay?
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. It's time for the Strawberry Letter.
Is that your sexy Tommy imitation?
Sound just like
that. That was Tommy.
I couldn't tell the difference.
Thank you, Tommy / Junior. All right, subject, take my money, my house, and my car. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing this letter for my older brother that is in love with a gold digger. That term may not apply to new relationships because I know a man is supposed to provide for a woman if he's sleeping with her. But too many times he's called me to complain about her misusing and abusing his kindnesses. He gives her money to go out with her girlfriends most weekends, and then she won't even call him till Sunday after she's been out doing whatever she wants to do. In case you are wondering, my brother is 34 years old, but he's the quiet, shy type. He manages several properties and he owns a barber shop, but he doesn't cut hair. He has plenty of money and free time, and all he wants is to spend it with someone that loves him. He's asked his girlfriend to move in with him, but she said it's too soon now. So now he's trying to get her an engagement ring to make things official. I hinted to her that after 2 years, he's ready to settle down. And she said there is no way that they're ready for marriage. Supposedly, my brother told her to take his money, his house, and his car and whatever else she needs to be happy. She knows she's got him right where she wants him, and I can't stand by and let her play him like that. I understand that I don't have a dog in that fight, and if she's making him happy, then I should butt out of it. But my question is, if I have proof that she is sleeping with another man and she's been seen driving the man around in my brother's car, should I tell him? My brother practically raised me, and I want the best for him. So what do I do in this situation? Will he hate me forever if I tell him this? Well, the answer to that question is maybe not forever, but he will be upset with you. And look at this. You might not have to do anything because your big brother has, these are your words now, called you too many times to complain about her misusing and abusing his kindnesses. So maybe he's getting fed up in some sort of way, because people, you know, are really feeling, when they really are feeling someone and you start to get all up in their business, yes, you do run the risk of them turning on you if you tell them. I mean, that's a known fact. I know you care about your brother. I can see it in the letter. I know you do. And you should. He's your brother. But whatever you say to him at this point, he's not going to hear it. He's not going to see it because he is not trying to hear it and he doesn't want to. Your brother is a big boy. He's a grown man who's going to find out one of these life lessons that you get only by the experience of being with someone like this. Someone who he let drive his car and she's driving some other man around in it. Okay. She's obviously a user. She's taking advantage of your brother, but it's not your business. I'm sorry. It's not your job to tell him this. He will find out sooner or later because they always find out, and just be there for him when it's over. He will get over her eventually, but right now he's sprung. Steve.
You know how I respond about people minding their business. That ain't going to change. But my response is going to shock you. Here's a young girl that's writing this letter for her older brother that's in love with a gold digger. Now, she thinks that that might not apply to relationships because I know a man is supposed to provide for a woman if he's sleeping with her. Well, see, right there. Now, that depends on the arrangement of the arrangement. Or shall I say, that depends on the agreement of the arrangement. I will provide for you if I see a future. I will invest in you if I see a future or some promise. Now, if we just kicking it, you might ask me something. I might let you have it, but you're not an obligation to me until I feel obliged to help you because you show an obligation to me. So let's get that straight away. But she said too many times he'd been called to complain about her misusing and abusing his kindness. He gives her money to go out with his girlfriends, and she been out doing whatever she want to do. She don't call him till Sunday. Now, then she says, my brother's 34, but he's a quiet, shy type. He manages several properties. He owns a barbershop, but he don't cut hair. Smart guy. Smart guy. He has plenty of money and free time, and all he wants is to spend it with somebody that loves him. Now, this sounds like a good dude, but he's smart, too. He bought a barbershop and don't cut hair. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. So that chair that he would normally be manning, making $40 a cut, this boy done gave that chair to somebody else and charging that dude for the chair. And he can keep his $40 for the cut, but I'm going to need $150, $200 a week for the chair, whatever it is. Man, I'm finna go open me a damn barbershop. Appreciate the idea, man. I never thought of that. But he don't cut hair. He got plenty of money and free time, and he just wants somebody. So he asked his girlfriend to move in him, but she says too soon. So now he's trying to get her an engagement ring to make things official. I think somewhere in there he's been seeing her for 2 years. Is that correct? 2 years?
Uh-huh. A couple of years.
Anyway, supposedly my brother, now he hinted that after 2 years he's ready to settle down. She said there's no way they're ready for marriage, and it's going to be obvious in this letter. My brother told her to take his money, his house, his car, and whatever else she needs to be happy. She knows she's got him right where she wants, and I can't stand by letting him play it like that. Shirley say he's a big boy and he's grown. That's a true statement. What Shirley failed to tell you is that your brother is whipped.
Yes.
Your
brother is whipped. Hang on, Steve. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, take my money, my house, and my car. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, take my money, my house, and my car. When we left, you were going to tell the difference between sprung and whipped.
This boy in this letter, this 34-year-old man that's being used by this woman, he wants to move it further to marriage. She said, there's no way. It's too early to get married. I'll tell you why she said that. He's given her everything. He's told her to take her, his car, his house, his money, just whatever else she needs to be happy. She knows she's got him right where she wants, and I can't stand by and let him play like that. I said Shirley is absolutely right in saying that he's a big boy and a grown man. She just left off the fact that he's whipped. Shirley said he's sprung. There is a difference. Let me help you understand something, ladies. Sprung is when a man is around you and he feels all tingly. Sprung is when a man is around you and he feels all giddy. Sprung is when a man wants to be in your company all the time. That's sprung.
Okay.
Sprung is wondering what you do, where you going.
Mm-hmm.
Whip okay. is Jeez. Different.
She
Whip
put it on.
Is she done put something on this boy. So strong, it's damn near voodoo. The old saying is he looking for her in the daytime with a flashlight.
All right, duly noted. Okay.
Okay.
This
got it.
Boy, this is how he talked when he round
up. Just babbling.
This boy right here sprung. When they in the bed, this boy, he can't control himself.
Mm-hmm.
And she got him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the problem is. Now, she knows she got him right where she wants him, and I can't stand by and let him play like that. I understand that I don't have a dog in this fight, and if she's making him happy, then I should butt out. Well, she's not making him happy. She's making him unhappy. He always calls you to complain about he's being misused. But that whip thing, that thing got him thinking he can fix it. So now he want to rush to get her a ring because he want her to move forward with this. But now the young girl says that she has proof she's sleeping with another man and she's been seen driving the man around in my brother's car. Should I tell him? My brother practically raised me. I want the best for him. So what should I do in this? Will he hate me forever if I tell him this? No, he won't hate you forever because this is a different situation. And here's the shocker. Yes, you should tell him.
What? That is a shocker, Steve.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should tell him. Mm-hmm. See, this is quite different.
Yeah, it's very different.
Because listen to me.
That is a shocker.
See, normally, it's girlfriends that see their girlfriend's man out somewhere and see him with a woman, not in the act of nothing, but then wants to report that. You don't know what that situation is over there, and that reporting that, you gonna start a fire in a house that don't need to get lit. This is different. This is a young sister trying to protect her older brother and has proof that she's sleeping with another man because she's seen another man in her brother's car with her. You got to tell your brother this.
So the proof is because she has proof, you're saying.
She got proof. This ain't speculation. She's been seen in the car with another man. Hey, man, that is so damn disrespectful.
Yeah.
On her part. And just as disrespectful on the dude part. And he's your brother. This ain't your friend. This your brother. You have got to go and tell your brother this. Will he hate me forever? He gonna be a little ticked at you. But he gonna get over that. Because he need to know the truth. This is why she say it's too early to get married. Because she got access to his money, his house, and his car. He know she'll give him anything. And she can have her cake and eat it too. Why would she get married and stop the gravy train when the gravy train is rolling all over town? You have got to tell your brother this information. And I know y'all are surprised, but this is okay.
Speechless.
Because let me tell you something. If my sister saw a girl I was dating driving my car with another man in it, my sister coming to me. Steve, come here. This little heifer was down there on Superior with a man in your car. Now, she already knows what's finna happen. I'm finna get these keys, and I'm finna find this man. Somebody getting the ass whooped. You have got to tell your brother. Because your brother has called you complaining. She abusing him and tricking him and all this here. He putting up with that. He can take some more bad news. He been handling the bad. He been handling all the bad news pretty good so far. Junior, what?
I'm trying to figure out who are you right now? Because lying is what you do. I thought this would be a good time just lie.
Who need to lie here? Lady in the left, the lady that's doing all the deceptive stuff is already lying. So why should the little sister pick up her lie? You don't aid a bad lie.
Okay.
You aid a purposeful and good lie. You don't know the rules to lying.
All right. Listen, leave us
your
comments.
Your ass ain't going to be married long. This type of thing.
On today's Strawberry Letter.
I can see right now. On Instagram
and at Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Normally, we would be doing Junior Sports Talk right here. But, Junior, you have questions about the Strawberry Letter. My money, my house, and my car.
Yeah, you know, Josie didn't mean none of that. What he doing, that is not what Josie was saying about in this letter. What I'm asking you, Unc, is, okay, normally, Unc, you are the person who will go along and lie.
Yeah.
You saying this is not the time to lie, and this is what we should tell the truth.
Listen to me, Junior. It is rules to lying. You got to know the lie bylaws.
What? See, this is a new person.
This is confusing, Junior.
Your lie, number one, has to have a direct purpose.
Okay.
Number two rule of lying. It should be done in order to save or rescue.
Or to
number
deceive.
Number three, the lie should be a preventive measure.
Okay.
You want to prevent the feelings being hurt.
Yes.
The shock.
Divorce.
It has to have a purpose.
Yeah.
And it has to have a lie that's aimed at making something better.
What?
And number four, the lie must be geared to holding on to what you have.
What? Yes.
Those are the bylaws. I don't give a damn, Shirley. These are the bylaws of lying.
What lie makes something better, Steve? Come
it
on
does.
Now.
If your wife say to you, where have you been?
Yeah.
And you say, I stopped at the store.
Okay.
Why would I say, I stopped at the strip club? Because I wanted to see Diamond Dust one more time before I came to this house.
So we had
to see you. And you don't look nothing like Diamond Dust. And Diamond Dust can slide down the pole on her butt with no hands. Now, why would I tell you?
I want to see that myself.
Yeah. See, but I'm not going to tell you that. So the lie becomes necessary. Now, Junior, okay. In this letter,
okay,
the woman that's deceiving and the gold digger that's playing her brother is lying to her brother. The young girl has no reason to lie to her brother because it's not saving anything and it does nothing good. She has now got to go tell
unselfish.
Her brother the truth. Man, you need to learn these bylaws
of
life.
I'm so shocked at you because you just said truth. You just said truth. You never say truth. You never say
I say truth all the time.
That's a lie.
Lie when the truth will do.
No,
yeah.
I say truth all the time when I'm not lying.
Uh-huh. All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, finally, there's a dating show for seniors. What? Senior citizens, we'll tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, so ABC announced that its Bachelor Nation is welcoming yet another spinoff. It's the long-awaited senior citizen season of The Bachelor. And guess what? They named it The Golden Bachelor. It premieres this fall. It will focus on one lucky older gentleman and older female suitors who will compete for his love. ABC describes The Golden Bachelor as a, quote, whole new kind of love story, one for the golden years. Imagine a salt-and-peppered haired, twinkly-eyed, mature gentleman as a hopeless romantic who will be given a second chance at love in the search for a partner with whom he can share the sunset years of life. The female daters have a lifetime of experience living through love, loss, and laughter, hoping for a spark that ignites a future full of endless possibilities. So look out for the Golden Bachelor.
Using the word endless.
What?
You stop using that word endless. This is what this is. Because that end is near.
So, Steve, a lot of people, I know this, ask you about dating, you know, older gentlemen and things, a lot of women. So do you think senior citizens are going to be hooking up on this show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This ain't going to last 7 years. Yeah.
Why do you say that? Why?
Well, we're going to run out of people.
Candidates.
People are getting older every day. What are you talking about?
Hey, ain't gonna be too many reunion shows. Is all you ain't gonna be get all the episodes. You get out the Housewives show and Bachelorette.
You're not gonna do that.
Ain't gonna be no Where Are They Now episode. You know.
We know where they at.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a sad-ass show. Where are they now? Now you got to go down there and show all these plaques.
Plaques?
Cemetery. You're not right. But, okay, like, you know how they do on The Bachelor and all these dating shows? They frolic on the beach. You know, they get into fights.
No. They're going to go down to the beach.
Okay.
Take all these words out you've been using, like frolic. They just going to go down to the beach.
Well, they do
by the water. If you see anybody running, they finna fall. This ain't what this finna be now.
You're older. You take care of yourself. There are a lot of people out there.
You see me frolicking.
That are healthy.
Yeah. Do you frolic?
Yeah. And I'm in good ass shape.
You are. There are a lot of people like you that take good care of themselves. We don't frolic no more.
So stop deceiving people. This is going to be a slowed down version. You know, ain't going to be all this kissing when you want to.
When you watch The Bachelor show, they also go on romantic dates like hot air balloon ride.
They do all that.
Old people show fear. They're going to be hanging on to the edge of the little hot air balloon.
They show fear, you said?
Yeah, you know, they ain't going to want it to go up too high. You know. All this riding on the back of the banana boat in Jamaica.
Well, what should they do?
Old ass fall. Well, you know.
Okay, well, what should they do then for the Golden Bachelor show if they're not going to frolic on the beach?
They're not going to be frolicking on the beach.
They're
going to go to dinner. They're going to have to do a lot of cutaway shots. Old people go to sleep after they eat. They eat that food and get that glass of champagne in them. They're going to turn it down. There ain't going to be a lot of night scenes either. All this stuff going to be in the
daylight.
All right, well, let me ask
you
this,
you something,
Steve.
Now, what they are going to have to add, they're going to put a lot of early morning shoots together. Old people ask me early.
Let me ask you this.
How much medication on this show up?
Now, they're going to have to do a lot of cutaways, too. They can't show nobody nightstand in it. They can't show nobody bathroom. They damn sure can't go in that kitchen and start panning. You know, it's just going to reveal too much. You know? And I'd host the show. ABC should have came to me. I would have been a great host, man.
I think you would have been a great host for the Golden Bachelor. All right. All right, thank you. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after
this. Man, let me call ABC and tell them to put me in this show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen up, Steve Harvey Nation. We have partnered with Gain for a chance to win $1,000. Take your laundry experience to the next level this summer. Gain is the only laundry brand that can give you the same scent from start to finish. Take a big whiff of Gain flings, fabric softeners, scent beads, and dryer sheets today. To enter and get rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com, and you might get a fresh start to summer with $1,000. $1,000. Thank you, Gain. Thank you, Gain.
Thank you, Gain.
We gain a lot with Gain. All right, so Steve, are you planning on doing some laundry this weekend? Because you can use Gain,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know, Saturdays is laundry day for me. I get out in there, man. I sort on Fridays, get everything in the correct basket and everything. Mm-hmm. Then I go down there, and, you know, it's become such an enjoyable experience for me to go down there and do laundry now.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, just the spin cycle is just exciting, you know, watching that stuff tumble over and realizing that clothes are getting just Gain fresh, clean. And it's just,
yes.
You know, something I look forward to every Saturday because it's laundry day. And then I do ironing and folding is on Sunday.
I do that on Sunday.
You know, and then,
go ahead.
If my grandmother were alive, she would not like that. Do not work in the Lord's day.
You know, freshen it and everything.
Yeah, and the thing about Gain is it smells so good. All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather have a really wide back and a small waist, or would you rather have huge arms? Like, remember Popeye the Sailor Man? Would you rather have that? Just a wide back and big old arms. Small waist.
Yeah. That's something I ain't seen in a while.
I ain't had that since I was five.
A small waist.
Wide back.
Oh. Yeah.
Something wrong with this baby.
Would you rather forget the birthday present for your wife, or forget the anniversary present for your wife? Which one would you rather forget?
Oh, your ass is in the same amount of trouble right here. You ain't gonna survive either one.
Is it the same consequence for both of them?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget that birthday. It's
a yes for me on the birthday for sure.
Yes, the birthday. So the wedding anniversary. Yes.
You forget the anniversary, the day we got married. Boy, stop.
I don't remember. Okay. All right. Would you rather have roaches in your closet or ants in your car?
Ooh.
Oh, ants in the car.
Yeah. Even ants in the car.
Yeah. I think that's pretty.
You know how long it's going to take to kill them roaches?
How long?
Your clothes in the closet.
Ooh. I couldn't sleep.
You just transporting them. You got them down at the job on your cubicle. I'm gonna tell you something about roaches, man. Roaches is rude as hell.
What do you mean?
Roaches, they know how to bum rides. They has to be all in the cuff of your pants and everything. They know when you can change location.
They know how to get there.
And they just crawl out, man. They know they want to live somewhere else. They always expanding.
All right. Would you rather?
Well, I got these eggs in me. Let me go on and climb in his pocket. See where he going. Yeah. Ooh, this is nice right here.
This is nice.
Because they climb out your pocket. If they don't like it, they just go on back in your pocket. We're going back to this old house.
All right. Moving on. Would you rather take ice cold bubble baths nightly, or would you rather take scorching hot showers daily? Which one?
Take what?
Ice cold bubble baths every night, or scorching hot showers every day?
Hot shower, sure.
The hell is an ice cold bubble bath?
An ice cold bubble bath.
Yeah.
Cold water with bubbles in it. What's that? Yeah. Less of a man I look in an ice cold bubble bath. Man.
Scorching hot, though.
Yeah, scorching hot shower. Yeah. Not just
I'm going to just go on and work with this extra deodorant on and let y'all deal with it.
The cold bubble bath.
No, neither one.
No. Yeah,
he's not doing
one. Would you rather?
You gotta pick one.
He just gonna put on more deodorant.
I can't take no scorching hot.
All right, guys. Nah, I can't do that. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, our last break of the day of the week. And it's been a good week. It's been a good week, Steve.
Yeah.
Happy birthday again to the nephew who's off today. Took his birthday.
How many times are we going to have to say that?
Well, he's not here. People might want to know.
He's 5. He's 56. Lord have mercy. Well, I don't do these birthday weeks and birthday month and all that. Happy birthday, Tommy Dam. You don't care.
What are you mad about now?
I mean, why do you got to keep celebrating his ass? He wants all his praise and worship. No, not every day. Just happy birthday. Go on, get on with it. Stop it. He's 56. Too old for this.
Hey, and guess what's coming next? You finna get these pictures this weekend.
Oh, hell.
We finna see everything going on this birthday weekend. You finna get these pictures. Y'all get your phones together. Get ready.
All right.
You know how people send you pictures of their family, but you don't really know them?
And then you gotta act like,
you know, and then you people show you some pictures, and you gotta act like you care. Man, that's hard.
What are you saying?
It's hard, man. You know, yeah, act like you care.
What are you saying?
And they send you the pictures come on your phone where they be on top of each other like a deck of cards.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is
like you tap the button, and then you got to go through 8 pictures, same damn picture. Damn near the same picture. He sent you all, I was smiling on this one. I had popcorn in my hand
like
on this one.
Hey,
you know something? I want to talk to y'all a little bit this morning about discipline.
Okay.
It's two ways to look at discipline. And I think that's one of the people say, well, I'm not a disciplined person. You can train yourself to be anything. You can. Repetitive behavior is doable. You know, people say if you do anything for 2 weeks in a row, it can become habitual. You know, it can be habit forming. And you can train yourself to be disciplined. You can train yourself to be a morning person. You can train yourself to be positive. It's everything is a mental adjustment. Discipline is two ways. Discipline is doing what you have to do even when you don't want to. That's discipline. It's doing what you have to do even when you don't want to. Here's another way to look at discipline. I heard Mike Tyson say this. Discipline is doing what you hate to do and look like you love it. Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. That takes discipline, man. You know, you see people who get great results and you go, man, they fast. You see that time they ran? Do you know what they had to do to get that time on the track? Do you know the workouts, the drills, the sprinting, the stretching, the strength training to get that time? You don't see that. But it was a lot of mornings they was out on that track, man, when everybody else was asleep, when they was training their body, getting it in. You can train yourself to become a morning person. I really feel badly for people who say, you know, I'm just not a morning person. I feel badly for those people, man, because it's a weird thing. If waking up is the goal, if living to see a new day is the goal, if your dreams, ambitions, hopes, and aspirations are tied to tomorrow, and those are the goals, would you wake up and claim I'm not a morning person? You have now attached a negative to an incredible blessing that is an incredible positive. The fact that God wakes you up in the morning is a sign from God that he is not through with you yet. So why would you degrade that blessing and opportunity by claiming I'm not a morning person? Well, I'm just not a morning person. Well, if I were you, I would start training myself to be. Why don't you wake up and be grateful? Why don't you stop allowing yourself to say, I just keep getting up on the wrong side of the bed? Stop saying that. Stop saying you're not a morning person. I'm a morning person. Carla is a morning person. Monica is a morning person. Shirley is a morning person. Junior is a morning person. We have to be. We on a morning show. We can't come on in here and depress y'all. We can't wake up in the morning and go, well, we here. We feel like it. And it's days, y'all, listen to me, that we don't really feel like clicking the button and being on today. But we have an obligation. We have a discipline. We have something to do on days, even when we don't want to do it. But in that, we have trained ourselves to get up early in the morning, to wake up in a bright and jovial and warm, giving spirit, so we can inspire others to do the same. You are a morning person. You should be a morning person. Because my goal is to get up a whole lot more mornings. So I'm not going to ever belittle that opportunity. And I want you all to join in and stop doing that to yourself. You start your day off with just bad days when God can have something great planned for you. But since you don't want it, you know how many blessings God done probably had to keep from you because you was acting like you didn't want to be here this morning. Well, ain't no need of me sending him this, he ain't gonna appreciate it. He didn't say thank you for waking up. He probably ain't gonna appreciate this. I changed my attitude. Just try it, y'all. Have a great day. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.